How often do you go to the library? Visits to public libraries have increased over the years, but their funding has decreased. Heather Robinson, Research Associate in Creative Industries at Flinders University and the author of Beyond the Books, Culture, Value and Why Libraries Matter, joins us to explore the importance of libraries. Heather, thank you for joining me this morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Cameron. Thanks for having me on board.
Not a problem. So what factors have contributed to the rising visits to public libraries?
Oh, well, I think there's a number, but I think the most significant one is the cost of living crisis. I think a lot of people are being stretched in terms of what they can subscribe to, what sort of cultural experiences they can access. And the data that's come out from the National State Libraries Association, that's NASLA, and the Australian Library and Information Association, ALIA, has kind of confirmed that people are coming to borrow books, both e-books and digital books, but also there's an incredible increase in programs that people are attending. So these are little events at the, or little and big events at different libraries that, you know, offer people a bit of cultural connection, an opportunity to explore a topic, meet some people and remain in touch with the community.
So why are libraries receiving less government funding and what are the consequences of this?
Well, it's more a fact that the funding hasn't kept up with inflation. And so over 5 years, it equates to a drop in funding or a drop in spending power, let's call it that, of about 12%. And that's kind of significant when you're already running on the smell of an oily rag. As to the consequences of that, it would be a question for each library, but most of the issues would come down to purchasing of new books and materials to keep their collections current. There would be infrastructure that might need some updating, like the computers that are being accessed, particularly in regional areas. They might be the only IT infrastructure available to people in some rural areas of Australia. And of course, there's always staffing cuts. So numbers of staff, paid staff, have actually dropped slightly, particularly when it comes to librarians with, you know, formal qualifications. So I get the impression that some of those gaps are being filled with volunteers, which is great, but they can't fulfil the role of a qualified librarian.
I think you just touched on it there in your answer, but I'll ask this question just to focus in on it. So what cultural value do libraries hold that make them so important and valuable to their communities?
Oh, look, cultural value is a misunderstood term, and I did a case study on the State Library of South Australia for my PhD, and I've just published the book Beyond the Books, Culture Value, Why Libraries Matter. And what cultural value provides is, it's not just the economic impact. It's not just that intrinsic fabulous reading experience and access to books. It actually goes beyond that. It goes beyond, you know, the tangibility of books to exactly what makes a community a community. Libraries are one of our last democratically open and freely available spaces to any member of our community. And so how the library relates to the community, how it relates to the public, sort of goes to its cultural value. And that's something that combines the economic value, the community identity value, but also that relationship over time, both as keepers of our history, but also, I think more importantly, libraries, our public libraries, are the keepers of our way of life, where any Australian can come together and access information, tap into the resources available and fulfil any kind of, you know, intellectual or imaginary need that they might have.
And how important are libraries in keeping people digitally connected? We've talked about sort of the community aspect of libraries, but also you mentioned that in many rural areas that it's the only access to IT equipment. So can you speak a little bit more on that?
Yeah, for sure. The same report that I was drawing on, you know, sort of shows that in regional and remote areas, and we're talking about communities with, 5,000 people, and they might be, you know, several 100 kilometres away from the next big city. In order to maintain people's connection to like e-government services or any kind of, you know, social networks that they might have, or even commercial networks they might have, public libraries are stepping in and operating as digital mentors, because there's no help desk in town. There's no IT centre in town where people can go and fix their thing or, you know, overcome a query. So librarians are often stepping into that breach as, you know, leaders in digital education and connectivity and mentoring people to help solve their IT problems, but also to help them remain connected to their own networks.
I suppose my last question for you, Heather, is how can people support their local library, be it in remote or rural areas or even urban areas, and how can they get involved in the events and sessions being held there?
Oh, well, I think the first thing everyone needs to do is go and get a library card. You know, stay connected, tap into the network through newsletters, through updates and events, but also stand up for the library. You know, whether it's in a country town like where I live in Daylesford or at the State Library of Victoria at the moment where, you know, there are threats to staffing levels or, you know, services being provided. We need to step up and defend them. And I think the best way of doing that is demonstrating their need, and that is getting a library card, getting involved, turning up and using them.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Heather, for coming on and having a chat about libraries this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me, Cameron.
That was Heather Robinson, Research Associate in Creative Industries at Flinders University and the author of Beyond the Books, Culture, Value and Why Libraries Matter, talking to us about why libraries are so important to us culturally and also to community.